Semon's brother, Sunnyside, Currumbong, Australia. December 29th, 1896. Dear Brother Semons, I received your letter yesterday, and this morning we are sending you £10 that we happen to have on hand. Please let me know the amount that you wish to use at once, and I will try to get it for you. I wish you had stated the sum in your letter of yesterday, for we might have provided you with it. Enclosed, you will find a letter that I have written to Sister Blumberry. If you see no objections to it going, you may send it along. I am sure your wife will need help, as she is not in a condition to give treatment at present. Your wife's sister is inexperienced, and it would not be safe to trust to her judgment. You need a woman that will do honor to the character of the work, one who feels that she is willing to work in any line, for we must have helpers who will be able to stand in any place that the situation demands. The cooking must not be left entirely with the matron. Sister Semons will have her hands full, and should not be expected, with the care of her children, to give treatment for quite a while, if you expect her to preserve her health and to do a mother's duty to her children. I am sure she does need to understand that the babe in her arms needs to understand who is to rule. Your little boy needs altogether a different kind of training from what he has had. If children are brought into the world, they must be given the right kind of education from their babyhood. They must be taught to be in subjection to their parents. The first few months is the most important period, and to let the little one hold the lines in his tiny hands is giving up the control to Satan. He understands the situation perfectly. He knows that he can work his will and take possession of the temper and disposition of the child. You must not allow your child to make you bend to its freaks and whims. You must bring it under the control of the will and mind of both father and mother. Take heed how you treat the little ones, Christ's own inheritance. Require obedience always, but more of this again. This Sister Blumberry I wrote to some time ago, inquiring if she were prepared to help us when we needed help. She wrote me that she was ready to come, but must have £1 per week. At that time, you were all broken up, so I did not answer. The next letter I got from her stated that she was waiting to hear what my decision was, also saying that she would work for 18 shillings. But I did not answer at once. Now, something must be said. So I have written the enclosed letter. Is it not sufficiently guarded? I know that you must have someone besides your wife's sister, some woman of experience, and Sister Blumberry is the only one I could think of. May the Lord direct. Willie and I have talked this matter over and decided that it would be well to correspond with this sister. I should like to hear from you right away.